JIS Radio presents the Year in Review, highlighting the major achievements of the government for 2014.
In 2014, Jamaica experienced its most severe drought conditions in almost a century. In light of that, the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change intensified its programs to improve access to both potable water and water for irrigation purposes. The ministry also implemented a number of climate change mitigation programs and provided opportunities for legitimate land ownership to hundreds of Jamaicans through the Land Administration and Management Program LAMP 2 project. The ministry, through its rapid response program, trucked water to areas most affected by the water shortage.
We will be making available 2 8,000-gallon trucks from the rapid response unit to truck water to persons in Clarendon, in South St. Elizabeth. In addition to allocation of funds for the trucking of water, we will also be dispatching 3 8,000-gallon trucks for the trucking of water.
Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Robert Pickersgill. While the government worked to supply all Jamaicans with water during the extended dry spell, long-term options such as the restoration of underground wells in the corporate area were contemplated. Vice President of Operations at the National Water Commission, Mark Blair, says restoration work is expected to begin 2015.
We have to have mitigating measures and contingency plans to deal with the lack of rainfall, and the best solution in our mind is to go to the groundwater.
As the year rolled on, several catchment tanks were recommissioned into service through the Catchment Tank Rehabilitation Program carried out by the Rural Water Supply Limited in collaboration with parish councils. In November, the refurbished Port C catchment tank in South St. Elizabeth was commissioned into service by Minister Pickersgill, with over 1,500 residents of Port C and surrounding communities now benefiting from improved water supply. Approximately 16 tanks have been rehabilitated at a cost of $20.7 million. In terms of land management, earlier in 2014, approximately 80 land titles were delivered at the closeout ceremony for the cadastral mapping and titling project. The project was jointly undertaken by the governments of Jamaica and the Republic of South Korea, with $2.1 million in grant funding provided by Korea. The Land Administration and Management Program, LAMP 2, was also expanded.
One of the things that the government has always been interested in doing is to ensure that persons can properly title their properties, so as to ensure that they can use the asset that they have now, use the titles to start small businesses, to become entrepreneurs. And that is what the LAMP 2 expansion program is geared to.
Project Director of LAMP, Lisa Campbell. One of the main areas of focus for the ministry throughout 2014 was climate change. Having recognized the threat it poses to sustainable growth and development, the ministry continued work with a view to effectively respond to the impacts and challenges associated with climate change. In support of this, the fifth assessment report in relation to global adaptation and mitigation moved to its final stage of completion. The report, being compiled by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, highlights the importance and significance of reducing global man-made emissions of greenhouse gases. It also aims to show the threat to countries posed by severe climate change if emissions continue.
The new agreement will have commitments to reductions in greenhouse gas emissions that will be applicable to all parties based on the principle of common but differentiated responsibilities. That is enshrined in the convention.
Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change, Robert Pickersgill. The work of the ministry throughout 2014 reflected a commitment to improving the quality of life for all Jamaicans by enabling a sustainable, healthy, natural and built environment, equitable broad-based land ownership and access to natural resources in a climate change resilient society. Those were some of the achievements of the Ministry of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change for 2014.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.